there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back, listeners, to another Horror for the Holidays stocking stuffer. I'm Jeff Searcy.
And anxiously awaiting Fatboy Summer, I'm Jay Logsdon.
Oh, Fatboy Summer. It's going to be big.
It's coming.
It's almost as big as indoor plumbing.
Almost as big as sliced bread.
Yes. Back then, you know, sliced bread. That was crazy. People were going insane.
I don't know. I was going to say something. I don't know. Men were locking up their wives and daughters because of how crazy sliced bread made the world. I don't fucking know.
There you go, Jay. Perfect. All right, Jay. So there's a lot of zombies in the news. We got 28 years later. I believe we got some zombies on the horizon for Fatboy Summer.
That we do.
So what do you know about zombies, Jay?
Love them. They're... honestly, probably before Christmas horror was kind of my thing, zombies were certainly up there as one of my favorite horror movie things. I loved Dawn of the Dead, loved 28 Days Later. I wasn't as big of a fan of 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah, Weeks is a divisive one. I've seen love and hate.
It's one I'd like to go back and watch, certainly before I see Years. Listeners will remember I talked about going to see Night, Dawn, and Day of the Dead. Well, Night of the Living and then Dead and then Dawn and Day last year at the Varsity. That was great. I went and saw... Fabio Fritzi play the score to Lucio Fulci's Zombie over Lucio Fulci's Zombie, and that was fantastic. Love zombie movies, love all that good stuff.
I have a similar appreciation for zombies. Also, get involved in a lot of online debates as to what and what isn't a zombie, because there's a large community that says vampires are zombies.
What?
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't think they are.
Technically, it's a dead thing that is living, but I don't know if that's exactly the same thing as a zombie.
Also, love Resident Evil. Big Resident Evil game fan.
That's a good one.
Left 4 Dead, fantastic game. Loved Left 4 Dead. And I mean, even on this podcast, I think the two zombie movies we've had so far in, A Cadaver Christmas and Anna and the Apocalypse.
Both good.
Both have been fantastic movies. Both movies you and I think, have both praised and loved.
Yes. No, Anna and the Apocalypse especially, I've had a really good time with. And if it comes to flicks again, I think we should go again.
Yeah. And there's at least a couple more in our Christmas horror zombie movie. There's Stalled, which I believe you told me about.
Yes.
And there is Silent Night, Zombie Night. And then also there's the 2025 Return of the Living Dead, which is supposedly going to take place at Christmas. Fatboy Summer.
Yes, Fatboy Summer indeed, Jay. All right, so the concept of zombies originates in West African belief from the word nzombi, which means soul or spirit of a dead person. And it's believed that powerful sorcerers could reanimate bodies by capturing souls and putting them back inside of it. But in the process of doing that, it loses its free will and has to follow the orders of whoever brought it back, essentially. And our more modern version of that is kind of like, I'm sure, the Haitian voodoo, which a lot of people don't realize because the Hollywood voodoo spelling has been saturated so much. But the actual spelling of voodoo is V-O-D-O-U. So if you see that, that's when they're talking about like the religious practice. And if you're talking about the movie version of voodoo, it's the V-O-O-D-O-O.
Okay.
Because Hollywood apparently didn't want to use the actual spelling.
Actually, kind of maybe a good choice. You're not co-opting someone's religion.
It's a culturally sensitive subject, which I'm surprised by, honestly.
For Hollywood, yeah.
Yes, I'm surprised Hollywood actually cared. But So the person usually has no free will, although that can vary. A lot of times there'll be stories of zombies in folklore where seeing something from their past life or seeing a person from their past life will bring back a little bit of their humanity, usually causing them to end their own zombiehood in some kind of fashion. Because obviously if you realize what's happened to you, you wouldn't want to stay that way. A lot of it too is tied to the way that they had to keep their religious practices secret while the islands were under colonial slavery. And that kind of drove a lot of those practices underground because obviously the people who were running the islands at the time weren't too keen on people having a weird religion that wasn't Christianity.
What?
Shocking.
Hard to believe.
That never happens, Jay. But yeah, so basically the zombie craze actually blew up in Europe in the 1800s, 1863 to be specific.
Okay.
It's when a famous travelogue around the Caribbean islands was published with a focus on Haiti. And that's when people became interested in the dark, mysterious world of voodoo.
Ooh.
Zombies. W.B. Seabrook's book in 1929 led to a big resurgence. It was called The Magic Island. And that was a novel which he claimed was a true story where he witnessed actual zombies in Haiti and them overwhelming and destroying a village.
Ooh. I might have to look that up. That sounds cool.
The very first zombie movie, well, debatable, but the first commonly acknowledged zombie movie was 1932's White Zombie with Bela Lugosi.
That's the one I was going to pick, certainly.
And that one is that's essentially directly tied to the craze popularity from W.B. Seabrook's book because it was about 3 years after that first came out. So, and I mean, Hollywood stealing ideas from books is nothing new.
Right.
A lot of famous movies people think are original stories are actually based on novels.
You know, our 50th anniversary of Jaws or whatever.
Yeah.
based off a short story.
And so, of course, we all know the birth of the modern zombie, George A. Romero and the Night of the Living Dead, 1968. And that was, they were no longer shambling, soulless creatures. They had a motivation. And then, of course, that he was influenced by Richard Matheson's 1954 book, I Am Legend, which was kind of a mix of a vampire and a zombie.
And is, Omega Man? Is that... That's kind of
yes,
the same.
That's the movie adaptation of I Am Legend.
Okay.
Yes. And then they made the actual I Am Legend Will Smith later. But yes, the Omega Man's pretty good. Also, it's interesting to note that George Romero never actually called them zombies. He just called them the dead.
But, and were they maybe ghouls?
Yeah, he did say ghouls occasionally. But yeah, he never actually referred to them as zombies himself, but that's become like synonymous with the creature he created.
Yep.
Which I thought was kind of funny. Of course, we have Night of the Living Dead from him, and then 10 years later, which I was surprised by, Dawn of the Dead. And then... I believe 8 years after that, Day of the Dead.
And then we got a bunch of ones that are less impressive. Although I think Land is pretty good. I know.
Yeah.
I think all the stuff post Day of the Dead gets a lot of mixed reviews, but I remember liking Land of the Dead quite a bit.
There's some good stuff in there. And I mean, he basically, if you can think of something you think of as a zombie thing, it was probably from one of his movies.
Yep.
Because, I mean, he had the whole people trying to survive, society collapsing, it being a social commentary on whatever the issue of the day happened to be.
Yep. Capitalism.
Or capitalism, racism, whatever it happened to be. But don't tell anybody that, Jay.
Yeah.
That has nothing
to do. Yeah, no, that would be woke.
Entertainment has never commented on society, ever. Stop pretending that it has,
not
Jay.
Once. I know, we need to stop pushing this agenda.
So the 80s, well, really the mid-70s through the 80s, because it started in the B-movies of the 70s where science will create the zombies, and it's not an unexpected, like, weird side effect of some kind of, like, cosmic event like we've seen before. Like, of course, we know the Night of the Comet, Jay.
Yeah, well, Night of the Living Dead, I think it's a comet or something, right?
Something, yeah. But I mean, that obviously that would make sense because around that time, people were getting really scared of the possibility of genetic experimentation because that's when the first gene editing and stuff was happening. I mean, obviously all the weird bioweapons and stuff that were developed during the Cold War. Of course, we had Return of the Living Dead, which I think a couple of fat boys might be talking about soon.
Yeah, hint, hint, hint.
Another good example we talked about earlier was Resident Evil with the T-virus.
Yep.
And, of course, the Rage virus in 28 Days Later, which people, for some reason, try to claim they're not zombies. They're not.
Yeah, they're Ragers.
Yes, except the fact that 28 years later came out pretty much disproved all that crap about the first two. Because they're like, yeah, they're not zombies, dude. They can't just wander around forever. And it's like, oh, well, apparently they can.
Apparently
they
can.
Still there 28 years later, which would not be possible if they were a quote-unquote living organism.
I'm trying, and what I love is it does feel like Resident Evil kind of got back to the, I know like the Ouroboros or whatever in Resident Evil 4, like yeah. aren't T-virus, they're like a different thing, and I think it's kind of the same thing in 5, right,
where yeah.
it's more of like a parasite, but I do kind of love the like getting back to like small town mythology,
yes.
like, you know, sorcery and stuff, even though it's not really, like, I do yeah. kind of enjoy that was.
The imagery used, yeah. yeah. And of course, we all know what happened in the 2000s. Zombies got bigger than ever.
Yep.
The Walking Dead, first is the comic, then is the famous TV adaptation. World War Z, which I really wish they continued that film series, because the first one I thought was fairly solid and a good representation of the beginning of the book. But it is only the beginning of the book.
World War Z is one of my friends in college. World War Z is, I think, his favorite piece of like zombie.
I mean, it's really interesting, and if you've never checked out the full audiobook, it's got a ton of actors narrating it. Each character gets their own voice actor.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I really like Mark Hamill's parts in it. It's pretty good.
I might have to check that out.
Of course, we had Zombieland, a fun satirical take on it.
And Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, Shaun of the Dead is another big one around that time. Train to Busan, that was a big one.
That's one that I need to see.
Oh, you haven't seen that
one? It's one of those where, like, every time I'm like, I really do want to watch Train to Busan. I've just never had the opportunity to.
No, you definitely need to. And then, of course, it spread all over pop culture. We had comics, we had movies, we had TV shows, we had video games, Left 4 Dead and The Last of Us were both huge, and then Last of Us now a TV show.
Dead Rising?
Yep, Dead Rising. Dead Island, that was another good one. My brother played a ton of that. Call of Duty Zombies, of yeah. course, everybody knows about that.
Community had the zombie episodes.
It's pretty much what was that, Pride, Prejudice and Zombies?
Yeah,
I remember that coming out. It's just, or what was that other one? There's one that's another zombie romance movie.
Oh, it was Warm Bodies.
Yep, that's the one. And then, of course, we mentioned Anna and the Apocalypse. That's a musical take on zombies, yep. of course, mixed with Christmas. I mean, it's so thoroughly penetrated culture at this point. I don't know how you could not have heard of at least some parts of zombie lore. Of course, we had the only good movie Zack Snyder ever made, the 2004 Dawn of the Dead remake.
Agreed. And that's the thing. A lot of horror fans give that movie a lot of shit. And rightfully so. I mean, it's nowhere near as good as
it's not
the original.
It's not a classic like the original, but a lot of the things people complain about it for, they're just stupid because they don't realize it's already been done in movies way before that.
Yep.
Like, that was one of the ones that took heat for the fast zombies. Fast zombies are stupid. Oh, wait, no, they're not, because they were in Return of the Living Dead 25 years ago.
but, like, I love that opening scene, you know, from the very beginning of Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
All the way through the opening credits with The Man Comes Around.
Yes.
Fucking phenomenal. I would put that up against, I'd put that up against, like, Ghost Ship for, yes. like, best opening scene.
No, that's definitely a peak cinematic moment. Kind of zombies again. The Crazies.
Oh, Crazies. Love The Crazies. Yeah, Iowa represent.
I love The Crazies. I mean, I love Timothy Olyphant. Doesn't get nearly enough respect.
That might be the best remake.
Yes.
As I'd say that, and maybe. You and I both liked My Bloody Valentine 3D, and I think we said, you know, probably those are about on the same level. But I think, like, Crazies is better than the original Crazies.
No, it's got to be in the top tier of remakes, for sure. But, I mean, at this point, and I believe there's a few more zombie movies coming out this year and next year. It seems like it kind of waned in popularity after about the mid-2000s. After, it's like people started getting tired of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
It kind of fell off, but I think it's getting ready to come back again. So I've been seeing a lot of zombie rumblings around.
Yep.
And of course, Jay mentioned we may be getting a Christmas-themed zombie movie this year.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. From the trailer, it looks like it. So we will, we'll know more. Or I guess from the teaser trailer, the teaser images, it looks like it. We will know more. Certainly once it gets closer. But yeah, Return of the Living Dead 2025 is supposed to be a Christmas zombie movie taking place, I think, about 15 months after the original.
Oh, yeah. I believe that was what they said. Oh, have you seen The Serpent and the Rainbow, right?
That I have not. That's slipped by me. But
that was based on a book by Wade Davis. He actually went to Haiti and did research on the actual procedure to make a real quote-unquote zombie. And they use a puffer fish toxin to make them mentally numb enough to be suggestible. And they based that 88 film on his book.
Well, I remember, I want to say it's an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, but it might be something that's like Unsolved Mysteries adjacent. And there's an episode about a guy becoming a zombie or something like that. And that was maybe like my first, besides like, you know, random zombie episodes of like cartoons and stuff like that. That might have been like my first real exposure to the idea of zombies. You know, like you've got the Simpsons episode, like there's a couple Simpsons zombie episodes, but like I think there's some of, there was probably like a TMNT zombie episode or something like that. But I think that it's an Unsolved Mysteries or Unsolved Mysteries adjacent show has a thing about like a guy who claims he became a zombie and got out of it. And that might have been like my first real like exposure to zombies outside of, like I said, you know, pop culture and children's cartoons and stuff like that, where, you know, you're not really gonna see the zombies get killed because, you know, why would they show that on a children's cartoon show?
What was that? Oh, Rey Skywalker herself, Jay, actually Rey Palpatine. She's going to be in a movie called We Bury the Dead, which is a body recovery worker in Tasmania uncovers a zombie outbreak.
Ooh,
I thought that sounded like it could be interesting. What was that? Well, there's a kids movie coming out.
Night of the Zoopocalypse.
Yeah. I say that zombies back. Of course, we're getting more Marvel zombies, which,
yeah, less interested in that
on Disney Plus. The Return of the Living Dead thing we talked about.
I think there's one more, but I can't remember what it is. But
Zombie Plane is supposedly coming out at the end of this year, which is Chuck Norris, Vanilla Ice, and Ice-T battling a zombie outbreak on a plane.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, I think it could be the next Snakes on a Plane, Jay. I Am Legend 2 has been floated around a lot. Brad Anderson and Greg Nicotero also said that George A. Romero wrote one more movie that was never made called Twilight of the Dead. And they actually have permission from his estate to direct that film.
I'd check that out.
They're trying to work on funding for that.
Like, I've not seen, like I said, I liked Land, but I've not seen any of the stuff after that. But I'd be willing to maybe check that out.
What was it? Project Lazarus is apparently one that's been floated around and is supposedly already made, and they're just looking for a release window for it. That is a government gain-of-function lab. I'm sure you know that term if you live through COVID.
Yep.
Apparently, they find a virus in a monkey in Africa that creates a zombie-like effect, and it escapes containment into the greater Florida area. We get some swamp zombies.
Oh, hells yeah. Maybe a little skunk ape in there, too.
That'd be cool. We talked about Last of Us being kind of zombie-like, that fungus that like kind of mind controls, which
the,
is also
the cordyceps, based, yes, yeah.
But also based on a real thing. Thankfully, it only happens to ants for now. We'll see.
I was going to say, do you have a favorite zombie, either movie or pop culture thing?
I was going to say, pop culture, I would say probably the Left 4 Dead franchise was my, because I played that a ton when I was growing up. Movie-wise, I'd have to say the 2004 Dawn of the Dead was big when I was a kid.
Yep.
That was a big influence on me. And, of course, Return of the Living Dead, which two fat boys will be talking about soon.
Yep.
We're not plugging anything here. This is coming out, June 28th, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then the first Fat Boy Summer will drop after the weekend of 4th of July.
June 30th,
okay. Yep.
And then, yeah, which, sadly, you know, if we had had our wits about us, we would have put first Fat Boy Summer to come out last, you know, yes, the 30th, because Return of the Living Dead's a 4th of July movie.
Well, I mean, it's the 4th of July weekend where it takes place, true, Jay, so we're still hitting the window.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We're hitting the window.
How many windows does this place have?
Oh, Contagion. That's another one that's kind of implying zombies might happen, but you never actually see any. But one of the biggest influences on me as a child and the first exposure I had to any kind of zombies was, have you ever heard of Kolchak?
Yeah.
The Night Stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great show. Canceled way too early. He, in one of those episodes, comes into contact with the Haitian-style voodoo zombie that's being controlled with the pufferfish toxin.
Okay.
And so that was one of the first things I saw. There's a really iconic scene where he's hiding from it in a junkyard, and then it finds him under the car, and he's like trying to hold on to the muffler, but it's so strong that it rips him and the muffler out from underneath the car. It's pretty cool.
I'm trying to think. Probably my favorite zombie pop culture thing. Probably Resident Evil. Six is pretty shitty, but
yeah.
But I like a lot of the stuff around the Resident Evil games. Not so much the movies, but the games are great. Movie wise, the two you shouted out, absolutely some of my favorites. A couple others, the Fulci Zombie. I love that movie. Day of the Dead. I think that's my favorite Romero movie, although Dawn's very, very good. And then the one other one, is Reanimator. Not 100% not zombies, but close, it's kind of zombies. It's
close enough.
It's reanimated corpses.
It's science. It's close.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the Jason as a zombie camp?
No, he's like a lich or something.
Revenant. Yeah, I would say Revenant, it's closer than anything else, because that's a reanimated spirit or whatever taking a physical form for vengeance, which I'd say is closest to what Jason is doing.
Yeah, especially he becomes like a mutant and shit. Yeah. Like, it's,
well, I mean, and Evil did get an upgrade.
Yeah, then he gets an upgrade. He goes, he dies, comes back, becomes kind of a mutant, dies again, goes to hell. Comes back, fights Freddy, and then gets an upgrade.
There's also a really weird group of people who say that Michael Myers is a zombie.
No.
And I'm like, no, he's alive.
Yeah, he's got the thorn rune.
He's documented as being the victim of a druidic curse.
Yeah, he's embodied with the power of the thorn rune.
We'll get to it.
Okay? We'll get to it. It's coming.
We need more spooktaculars, okay? We'll get to it.
It's my favorite Michael Myers movie.
But yeah, I
noticed I didn't say favorite Halloween movie, because we all know what the best Halloween movie is.
We all know. J-Lox and Halloween 3. We all know.
Yeah, we all know.
It highlights the world's greatest villain, the Irish.
And it has Tom Atkins in it.
Of course.
Great in everything.
But yeah, no, I thought it'd be fun going into Fat Boy Summer to just talk about zombies in general, and this year being a big zombie year, obviously, because I never thought we would get another 28X later movie, but it's happening. And from the sounds of things, this one is only basically the first half.
Or the first third?
Or a third, depending on who you talk to. So I think it's going to be interesting.
My one thought is hopefully it doesn't like outstay its welcome.
Yeah. No, I think that really hurt it the last time, was the total barrage there for about, what, a good like 5 or 6 years where everything was zombie themed.
Yep.
I mean, it was a hard time to buy Halloween decorations and Halloween costumes. Oh boy.
Garbage day.
Huh?
No.
So Jeff, you know how normally on it's mainline episodes. We do garbage day stuff. So we're gonna throw in a little garbage day. We got some mailbag stuff.
Oh, we got a mailbag?
Yeah. So I got this. I got this email here.
Is it from Jun Group?
It's not.
Damn.
It's from Venus, Oregon. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Welcome to Venus, Oregon. We're glad you made it. Hey, stranger. Thank you for subscribing to the Venus Community blog. We're thrilled you've decided to join our little corner of the world. Whether you're a longtime resident, new to town, or simply curious about our quiet way of life, we hope you'll find stories here that make you feel right at home. Keep an eye out for regular updates, hidden gems around town, local lore, and upcoming events that'll keep you smiling. As a small token of our welcome, feel free to explore our town's rich history in the online town archive with the password Welcome to Venus. Explore now. Come back soon. Don't be a stranger. Is what the sign says. We're glad to have you with us. Enjoy your stay and remember to respect your neighbors and they'll respect you. Warm regards, the Venus Community Blog Team.
Mm.
And look at the cool Venus, Oregon town seal.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, some clouds. There's a little cabin. Vaguely looks like a mask that someone wears in a certain stranger-based movie.
Yeah, it's a little familiar, Jay, but I don't know.
So then I went out to the website and I clicked around a bit, and there was lodging for a cabin booking out in Venus, Oregon, and I was like, hell, Jeff and I have done road trips before. Yeah,
we'll just go to a cabin together.
So Genesis House Rental update. Thank you for your interest. You're on the wait list. Thank you for showing interest in the Genesis House rental. Unfortunately, this cabin is under remodel and is unavailable at this time. You've been added to the wait list and will be contacted soon as the cabin reopens. We appreciate your patience and understanding. If you would like to learn more about our town, visit here to get a look at the real Venus.
Mm.
So I clicked around. Seems pretty interesting. One thing I will say, even though I've not seen a single Strangers movie, because I don't know, the idea of the first Strangers terrifies me.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that Strangers 2 does look to be taking place at least mostly in a hospital. Hey, mix your shit up. That's what makes slashers fun. Don't just do the same stupid shit over and over and over again.
Exactly.
That's the end of Garbage Day.
Garbage Day. Stocking stuffer edition?
Yep.
All right, well, that's the end of the zombies. Thought it'd be fun to talk about some zombies with everything going on. Zombies coming back. Hopefully, like Jay said, they don't outstay their welcome this time.
Yeah, it really did feel like, because I'm like, you know, you and I, I'm sure you felt too. Big horror fans, big zombie guys. And then it's just like everywhere you looked, it was zombie shit all the time. And at a certain point, I was just kind of like, I'm getting sick of this zombie shit. Like, I got to imagine the normal public is sick of this because I'm getting sick of it and I love zombies. And so like it did feel like it died down, and hopefully this time it's just more of a short burst, but at least, you know,
I think that's probably really going to depend, because it really restarted, what was it, like a year and a half ago with the first season of Last of Us. That started the interest up again, and now I think it's really going to depend on how well 28 years later does.
Yep. Which right now sounds like it's doing pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, especially considering the limited audience because it's rated R, and the limited audience because the trailer freaked everybody who saw it out pretty much that wouldn't normally go to one of these.
And that boots thing is pretty terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Some good old Kipling talking about massacres in World War I.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, be part of Garbage Day, welcome us to Venus, Oregon, or whatever town you live in. Send us an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on social media. Tell us, I don't know, that we like stupid zombie games and that there's better zombie games out there. At Horror for Holidays. That's Horror for Holidays. Horror the number four holidays.
The number four holidays. Send us your home address and we'll come stay with you for a while.
Yeah.
Whatever town you happen to live in. Jay and I like to take road trips.
Yeah, we'll go to, do you live with your weird family down in Texas?
Yeah.
And I don't know, you enjoy a certain kind of barbecue? Jeff and I will come stay with you.
Why not? Do you live in Alaska and want us to come up during that one period where it's dark for an entire month? We could do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Shit.
Check us out on youtube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the subscribe bell. Hit the thumbs up. Do all the things. Leave us comments there. We read them. It's a good place to interact with us, send us messages. Same thing on the podcatchers. Upvote us, listen to us. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcast. If you do that, that helps us out, boosts us up the rankings.
Yeah, put 5 stars, 0 stars if I could.
Did you see, Jay, that we're only 15,961 places behind Joe Rogan?
Oh, shit. Joe, we're coming for you.
Yep. You better watch his back.
First Dude Dad, and then Joe Rogan. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Dude Dad. I don't even know if he has a podcast. We're already beating him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I'm sure he'll make one now.
Yeah, just to spite us, that piece of shit.
Dude Dad podcast sponsored by Twinkies.
Motherfucker.
But anyway, if you want to tell us how much you hate Dude Dad, leave us a 5-star review on the podcatcher, 0 stars if you could, so we know you're a real fan. And just tell a friend, like Jay always says, and check out our friends over on the Christmas Podcast Network.
Yeah, they've not kicked us off yet. We're still waiting. I'm still waiting for that email from Jerry D. But guys, they haven't kicked us off yet.
It's time for us to part ways.
Guys, we've listened to the content and it's terrible. Please leave.
We'll never leave.
Yeah, we're not leaving. We're in this for the long. Yes. We've been doing this for almost 3 years. Do you think we're stopping anytime soon?
No. We're going to still be doing this in 20 years.
Barring a blocked artery or something, Jeff and I will keep doing this.
Oh, we're going to keep doing it. Fat Boy Summer. It's happening.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you next week for a movie that I'm sure we've hinted at enough, but it'll be the opening of Fat Boy Summer.
It's going to be the opening of Fat Boy Summer. And, of course, we are watching Return of the Living Dead 3.
What?
That's what we were supposed to watch, right, Jay?
Oh, shit. Party time.
Technical difficulties.
Bye.